From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The UN State Department responds sharply to accusations of American involvement in the bombings of two Cuban hotels. Montserrat's governor, confident of the island's long-term viability and the constitutional status of French St. Martin, back on the agenda. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In the Cuban capital, Havana, workmen have started repairing the two hotels damaged in bomb explosions at the weekend. The Nacional and Capri hotels were extensively damaged and a number of people treated for minor injuries. The Cuban authorities say they have evidence which proves that elements of the explosive devices came from the United States. As Rosie Hayes reports from Havana, the bombing is being seen as part of a weekend of disasters, with the plane crash of Cuba's second city, Santiago de Cuba, coming on top of the explosions at the hotels.
Both hotels are desperately working to clear up the aftermath of the explosions so that the crucial tourist industry can carry on operating as normal. Most of the debris has been cleared away, but at one stage, the Hotel Capri stopped all unregistered visitors from entering while workers carried out security measures on the building. Through an interpreter, an eyewitness and staff member of the Hotel Nacional explained her reaction to Saturday's bombings.
Un killer.
Un killer.
Un matador.
We're thinking